This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, and we will see you later. The rest is Fox Sports Radio. Have a good holiday.
Have a good holiday, everybody. Take care.
That's right.
I told Dusty this morning, I go, boy, there is nobody in the building today. Like
not
us
even Mac.
And the wolf. I know. Yeah. Mac's not here today. We got Nathan.
That's right.
Running alongside. Good morning, Nathan.
What's
How are
gentlemen?
You? Good to
How
see you.
Doing well. Namaste. Namaste.
Yeah.
Peace be with you.
Are people working today?
Whew.
Or are they drunk already? Getting ready for the holiday tomorrow?
No, we had a guy yesterday, or a person text us yesterday, texter.
Yeah.
That was like, I have to work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, God. Dang. That stinks, man.
That's a parlay I want nothing of.
No. Not interested in that at all, man. So more power to you if you are working on Thursday and Friday, and God love you. But we're done after today for a couple of days. It'd be nice to kind of chill out and, you know, relax and watch some football, I guess, right? And get some games and whatnot. And now
watches loose. Is very vague.
Yeah, that Sunday night game or Thursday
game
night
one,
game now
game
got
one
exciting.
I watch. Yeah. Game one I watch. Right, that's the you show up. 10:30 is the time I'll show up to my first house that I go to. Meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Slam two silver bullets. You know, get loose, and then is that the game on at 11:30? Mm-hmm. All right, how you doing?
Yeah,
and then kind of like halftime, go get some grub. And then the second game, that's kind of the transition game. That's all right, I'll help put stuff away or whatever I need to do, move the desserts out. And then, I got to go to the other house here at like, four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed the first half. Shucks.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then the third game set up for you to be like, all right, everything's done for the day. I'm just going to sit back and watch Miami Green Bay, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it got interesting yesterday. You sent the tweet of like the clinching scenarios, and I was over at Hy-Vee doing some last minute shopping. My daughter yesterday, I told you this yesterday. I said we've never had macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
my daughter texted me, goes, I found this mac and cheese recipe I'd like to make for Thanksgiving, and I said, okay,
welcome
cool,
to a new
right?
tradition.
So we rolled over to Hy-Vee, and she's like, well, we need evaporated milk, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, this is like really like good mac and cheese, right? Mm-hmm. And so she made the mac and cheese, had a little bite of it, was fantastic. But meanwhile, I'm in the parking lot of Hy-Vee, and you send a text of the clinching scenarios. And I got goosebumps, man. I'm like, oh, this is great. The Chiefs can clinch. What has to happen? And it's beat the Raiders on Friday, but Miami now needs to lose to Green Bay
right.
on Thursday night. If Miami loses to Green Bay, the Chiefs win on Friday, the Chiefs are in the playoffs, and they've got this thing on lockdown, you know, for the 11th time in 12 years now under Andy Reid here in Kansas City of going to the postseason. So I think Thursday night, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Dusty, just got real interesting to me. And I'm like, all right, now I got to stay up for this game on Thursday night and see what happens in Miami and Green Bay.
Not only that, if you want to add some excitement to your football watching parlay, this was the exact post from the NFL. The Chiefs can clinch a playoff berth with a win on Black Friday versus the Vegas Raiders, plus Miami's loss on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Thanks for listening, right? Or with a win plus a Denver loss on Monday Night Football. So I'll hold that out there. Let's just do that.
And they got Cleveland, right, on Monday night?
I believe so.
Yeah, they
do. And then the Buffalo Bills, they can clinch the AFC East with a win on Sunday versus the Niners, which what we know is going to be possibly a blizzard. Because it might be a blizzard here on Saturday, which sucks. I'm kidding. I think there is a chance for snow.
Is there snow in the forecast?
Possibly.
There's
a blast coming through.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, we'll see.
Sunday.
Sunday? Yeah. Oh, no. Really? Yeah. Saturday night into Sunday morning?
That's right. I think so. Yeah. There's a chance. There's also supposed to rain today.
I know. I heard rain today.
I'm decked out in golf gear, if you're wondering.
Yeah, like, are you going to play golf?
This is the last round of the year today.
Is it?
This is it. If we get to make it, we do. If we don't,
yeah,
never. The last round was the last time we played. But anyways, I'm sorry. Bills clinched the AFC East with a win on Sunday night versus San Francisco, which could be a snow game. We'll get more into that later in the show. And Miami lost on Thanksgiving. So, Bills Chiefs fans, let's unite again, right? And then take care of business. But the thing that's crazy about this is, like, that's it. Like, those are the only scenarios. Like, we're damn near close to the scenarios being if the Chiefs win this week and the Bills win this week, it doesn't matter what anybody else does, they've clinched.
Right.
We haven't even got to Thanksgiving yet.
It's
week 13, and two teams, the best teams in the NFL, in my opinion, can clinch their spot after Monday, December 1st or 2nd.
Yeah, going into December, the Chiefs could have their playoff berth wrapped up. I don't know that it's ever been clinched earlier in Kansas City. And I was trying to think, like, when the earliest we clinch is, and it feels like you're always clinching fairly early, but you're not. You're never clinching very early. I mean,
You should clinch early, though.
You should.
Trust it.
Yeah, but they have a possibility to clinch on the 30th day of November. I mean, and that's wild. I mean, it's just such
like
an early clinch, right?
You still have Thanksgiving leftovers, and the season's done.
It's over. Like, the Chiefs are in the playoffs, and that's what we can all look forward to. And I think maybe people will be a little bit more at ease if they clinch the playoffs, but probably not. People will still get worked up over meaningless regular season football games as the rest of the season plays out. But, I mean, that's great for them, because now you can really start dialing it back a little bit. Obviously, you still want to win the division and get the number one seed. Getting into the playoffs is obviously the most important thing. But now you can start dialing it back a little bit. More of Noah Gray, more of Isaiah Pacheco getting worked in. Maybe this DJ Humphreys guy starts getting some reps and playing at left tackle, and we can count on him in the playoffs. Like, literally anybody, but they got him on the roster right now. You don't have to worry about kicker roulette taking place anymore, because we're back into that now, you know, with Matthew Wright being the kicker now, because our guy gets hurt lifting weights or whatever it was at practice the other day. And so kicker roulette takes place this weekend, and one more week against the Chargers and whatnot. But if you go into this game against the Chargers already having a playoff berth clinched, it changes the dynamic of that game. You could eliminate the Chargers from the division, most likely. You beat them on Sunday Night Football after Thanksgiving, but you've got everything right in front of you this weekend. And I don't know that Miami's going to go to Green Bay and win. Like, I know everybody's hot on Miami right now because they've won a couple in a row and Tua's back and whatnot, but I don't think they're going to go up to Green Bay and get a victory up there. They don't play well in the cold weather.
26 degrees.
Pretty documented. They don't do well outside in the cold. And so I'll be interested to see how much Green Bay wins by, and I'll be the biggest Packer fan on Thursday night, because that means we go to Arrowhead on Friday morning with an opportunity to clinch a playoff berth, and I'm excited about that, because the bus rolls out at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. on Saturday and Friday, and I'm ready to roll for that game. Let's go. Let's clinch on Friday, baby.
Well, at least Saturday, you're going to be like Kevin McAllister. You're going to make your family disappear. They wouldn't be there.
Wouldn't be there.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Definitely got to be the earliest. I mean, week 13, my goodness.
Yeah.
Things we're thankful for throughout the show.
Yeah, clinching in November.
Yeah, thankful for that clinch.
Yeah.
Something else that was pretty awesome to see last night. I'll tell you what, man. College basketball got it right last night.
Kansas and Duke, yeah, good game.
They got the matchup that they wanted, right? You had the number one most popular player in the country in Cooper Flagg.
Right.
Playing against the number one team in the country.
Right, in the Terry's Chocolate Vegas Showdown.
Had no idea that's what it was.
Right.
Literally Google searched.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Literally had to do it and then found out immediately after I Google searched. On the TV, it's the chocolate-covered orange.
The chocolate-covered orange.
That's what they, like, I guess that's what they're known for. They were like, like this really rich white family was just like playing racquetball with it in their house. It was weird. Oh. And then they unrolled it and it was like orange slices that were covered in like hard chocolate.
Okay.
So that's Terry's chocolate.
That's Terry's chocolate that's Vegas showdown.
I thought that, like, I'll be real with you. I thought it was sponsored by like a Chippendales.
Yeah.
Because I think a Terry's chocolate showdown, like, you know, here they come with just a bow tie, Chris Farley, Patrick Swayze type
sure,
thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way, a college tournament. Immediately after that, rich white family playing racquetball with orange slices.
Gotcha.
Either way.
Yeah.
But they did it right because if you remember, there was that game that went a little long, Michigan State and I forget, Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
That game went a little long. And then the college football polls came out. And we'll get into that at 6:45. So then that's on. And the way they had to do it was kind of quick because they didn't really have a whole lot of showtime. They were running on the app. You don't want to do that. Nobody's doing that. And it's college poll, and then boom, KU and Duke. Nothing else is on unless you're watching like Toledo and Tulane or whatever's on the Max show that night.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good because not only that, that game was excellent.
Well, it came down to the final play, which is always good. I mean, that's really all you need to see.
And there was a horrendous call on Hunter Dickinson.
See, you think it's horrendous. I think Hunter Dickinson
is... You think he purposely tried to kick that man in the head after watching it 50 times.
Yeah, I do. I think
And then they let him sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And he's not supposed to be in the gym.
Right.
Then finally at the commercial thing, they're like, hey, what's he doing here? It's like, get out.
Yeah, I do because I've been that guy before. I've been that frustrated guy in athletics, and I've done stuff
like
that.
It didn't look
like
there was any force, though. He's just a tall dude with heavy feet.
Yeah, but I mean.
I'm not biased.
No,
KU guy.
I know.
You went there.
Yeah,
I didn't, so he
reminds me of every Duke player that every KU fan hates. And that's what Hunter Dickinson was last night. He channeled every Duke player that every KU fan has hated over the years, whether it be that Grayson Allen guy or John Shire, their coach, or a Hurley or whoever, a Leitner or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think Hunter Dickinson channeled every Duke player, and he should have been kicked out of the game for that. Don't kick somebody in the head and have your leg flopping around like that. Like, I do, because like I said,
I'm
being
the only one, I feel like, with this opinion.
Yeah,
after hearing the announcers last night, they're like, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm being real, because I know what it's like to
and
be in that type of situation, because I've been that guy, where you do something dirty and you regret it, but you get caught up in the moment like that. Also, is Hunter Dickinson a member of AARP yet? Like, why is he still around? Like, isn't it time to go find a real job at this point?
Dwyer's, you know, Plutarski. 6 years, well.
It doesn't feel that way, though. I mean, it just doesn't feel the way. Like, Hunter Dickinson feels like he's been around.
Schools.
I know, right?
He's like Bo Nix of college basketball.
Yeah, he feels like he's been around for a while. But you know,
you think he purposely tried to kick him in the head?
I do.
And you're okay with the decision? Then?
Yeah, okay. I am. I'm absolutely okay with that decision. And that, again, that's just my opinion, because I've been that guy before where you get into a scuffle in an athletic event. And I mean, I was in Little League one time.
So you think that was more purposefully done than Josh Allen in the air, same level as Josh Allen in that AFC Championship game?
Which
where he kicks the guy on the field, like,
oh,
purposely
yeah,
kicked
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like, okay. Again, I've been that guy. Like, I remember being in Little League Baseball, and this kid strikes out, and I made a scene at third base because he always struck out. He came down, hit me over the head with a bat, you know, like,
that's what's wrong with you.
I've been in those type of situations before, and just because he went to KU and everybody thinks he should get a free pass, sorry, man, like, that's intent in my opinion, and he should have been kicked out of the game for that. And I may have the only opinion on that, but Fran Fraschilla out there, he's a ball washer for everybody in college basketball anyway.
He's a hype guy.
He really is. Not a big fan. Just not a huge fan
of him. And
then
Carl Ravitch.
Yeah.
Everybody's on vacation. Who the hell is going to call this Maui invitation? Carl,
come on, man. What are
you
doing?
Get out of Cooperstown. Let's go.
Yeah, get over here and call
us. I saw
him
and I was like, damn, Carl Ravitch doing college basketball?
Yeah.
Right?
I know. He was doing something the other night and I texted a buddy about it. I'm like, this would be good except for Carl Ravitch is on it. You know?
Yeah. He's like the ESPN Binkley, just can do anything
kinda,
he possibly wants to do.
But good for him,
never
man.
Never takes days off.
Good for him. Maintains his job and his employment. But again, like I said, I know it's a differing opinion than a lot of people have. And quite frankly, I don't care because I've been that guy before. We've all been in those situations where you let your emotions get the best of you.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that. You have to channel those emotions.
Nathan, purposeful or no?
I tend to think it was on purpose.
Okay.
I mean, I get getting caught up in the moment as well, but I lean that way.
He just doesn't give me that vibe. Like, he just seems like a very vanilla, plain Jane, boring guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man.
He strikes me as the type of guy that every KU fan has hated over the years with Duke. And every basketball fan has hated over the years
with Duke. Meanwhile, he's just listening to Psycho Killer by, what's that band? Terrible. Way to go. Psycho Killer. They also sing This Must Be the... Way to go. Way to go. You're an idiot, Dusty. You are an idiot.
Talking heads.
Talking heads. I wanted to say like the talking mouse, but I knew that wasn't it. Nathan, Bob Fesco, and Dusty Likens with you the night before Thanksgiving. So tomorrow, obviously the holiday, we get to our biggest sports turkeys so far in this year. We will explain who they are on the other side. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. You need... You ever heard this, Bob?
I have not heard this one before, yeah.
This is Thanksgiving.
There's not many Thanksgiving songs, you know?
This is number one.
I don't know what number two. Nathan, you got anything for me?
Back to our clinch conversation a few minutes ago. No, this is, gosh, it's Dusty, it's been, what, probably 5 or 10 years since this banger dropped?
Yeah.
It's carried us ever since.
Oh, my. Ooh. Who recorded this little ditty?
Well,
about turkey and stuffing.
It looks like it is a middle-aged lady video is at like a church.
Okay.
And she's just on stage. And then, of course, the internet is undefeated. And people did TikToks or they did renditions of it and threw a beat behind
it. Okay. All right.
So, like, the original video, she's like, you know, just out there and she's like, you need beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, jam. And then you throw a beat behind it and throw a hook on it
and you're good
to
go.
On the internet. And yeah.
Yeah. And you're an artist crazy. In 2024. I was looking at the TV that all of a sudden just popped on. So Binkley will be happy about that. Good morning, Jay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And it had the thing we saw originally was a call 1-800-Butterball for your turkey tip line. Are people calling these numbers to get tips on their turkey on Thanksgiving? Like, are people dialing the 1-800-Butterball number?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's wild to me. I don't have to worry about that. Getting a turkey at Smokehouse.
This I is got like beans, it. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, pork, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat, you name like if you're not, you know, if you're driving and you hear this and you don't know what the hell it is, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is all my social media will be for the next until the Chiefs game starts on.
Not mad about it.
Right.
I take this over Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas or whatever.
Oh, Mariah Carey, that's a good one. That's a banger.
It is.
That's a good one. Now this one, I'm already tired of this one.
Not a chance. You get it every hour.
Yeah. Is this one where everybody posts and thinks it's original? Oh, look at this one. Yeah, this song sucks.
No! Love it. Love it. We do our poll question every Wednesday. So today is Wednesday. It can be found on the Fan 965 on Twitter. It's real simple today. Yes, or is it before or after is your answer? You click before or after.
Okay.
Do you eat before or after 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go after because I think we're telling people to, you know, my in-laws to come over around 3 o'clock. So
which
obviously
means you want to eat
after,
before.
Yeah.
So you tell them an hour early. So they show still up. They still show up at like 3:45.
Yeah. Whenever they get there. Right.
Like,
and if they're early, that's fine too. I don't care. Well, they can come over whenever they can spend the night for all I care.
Yeah,
right.
And be in the bourbon anyway.
Yeah.
You'll
exactly.
Be numb.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got some wine.
Oh,
and whatnot.
Good to see you
yeah.
again.
Right. So
I've been talking to the wall.
That's all right. It's good to see the wall. Sometimes it's nice. The wall doesn't talk back. Right.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, see, tough, man. I wonder what this, like, you did, like, Family Feud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, we asked 100 people, what time does Thanksgiving start for dinner?
I think it's 3 o'clock.
You think 3 o'clock's, like, the number one answer?
I think by far 3 o'clock would be the number one answer on the board.
Is noon, but we actually eat at 3 o'clock. I think that's the number one answer, to be fair.
Okay. I would like to, yeah, like, what's the number on that? Like, because you know it's 100. So you think 100 people?
Yeah, I'm gonna
like,
say 69.
Okay, I'm not doing any of that after Thanksgiving.
Nice. We eat like what would be considered lunch. I don't.
We
know
do 2 o'clock
people.
At the first house I go to.
Yeah,
2 o'clock. You say
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock's a fine time. Yeah.
Who's waiting until dinner time
for Thanksgiving
to have their first Thanksgiving meal?
No, he does not. Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
What does he do all day?
Don't
he said that's how his mom does. They do like wine and stuff beforehand.
No,
and like,
then
at 7 p.m.
Just like, stop.
He goes,
stop.
We eat at 7 p.m.
Stop. It out.
Yes,
I don't know.
It's stop. They have an amuse-bouche Thanksgiving and lobster bisque.
Shout out to Steven Spector. Happy Thanksgiving, boss.
Yeah, I mean, but all that, it's ridiculous. His Thanksgiving is not normal, okay? Stop.
No, you traditionally miss the end of the Lions game because it's time to eat.
It's time. time to eat. I see where you're going. Yeah, you usually miss the beginning of that first game or whatever. No, I think anywhere between 2 and 4 is probably the wheelhouse for everybody on Thanksgiving. Because Nathan, I think you're right about that. Nobody's waiting till dinner, other than Spector, to eat Thanksgiving. You know, at dinner time, you're probably having a second plate, right? You're probably going through the line a second time before we put all this stuff away.
See, I always see the end of the Lions game. Like, I'll be shoulder to shoulder with, like, Uncle Dave on his second round, my first round.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, there's so many strategies in that. We can get into it later on with, because it's the Thanksgiving show and enjoy the holiday. And,
right.
And we're thankful for all of you listening. But, yeah, like, I'll wait till the Lions game's over because I know, like, kids and women and elderly have all gone through the rounds. And then once that's done, you just, you know, you crow it, Daddy. You go in there at the very end. Like, okay, everybody's gotten their food. Everyone's built their plate. I don't have to be shy. If I want the corner of the green bean casserole, I can go to the opposite side of the pan now and core that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get divvied up anyway and sent out. Everybody else is, you know, struggling to get through the first plate. And I'm in there. And here's the best part. Nobody around you.
Yeah. Nobody.
You know, there's always like that aunt that judges you that's like, oh, you're going for two scoops.
You haven't missed many meals.
You're like, oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you this.
We put the weight scale away this week. You know? So
I saw a good one on X the other day. It said, this is the time of year where you set your scale back 15 pounds. You know?
Yeah. Clocks go back. Scales go back.
Yeah. It's officially eating season.
Diet goes back.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Do you eat breakfast on Thanksgiving?
Like, absolutely not.
No breakfast on Thanksgiving. So you just you go basically from the time you get up to the time you eat with nothing in the belly.
Herbal coffee.
Okay. All right.
I'm hungry when the first
meal is served. Okay.
I've got pretty normal behavior.
Well, you said
I think,
first meal.
Lunch.
Are you bouncing from house to house? Explain to me, Nathan.
Oh no, I am just having a disgusting conglomerate of bread, stuffing, turkey. Everything later in the day towards dinner.
Okay.
That's the second meal. That's akin to what Dusty does after the elderly eat at his house, apparently. I just go ham.
I've gotten to this point, though, and maybe it's with age, I don't know, or whatever, but like if I eat too much, I feel like ass for days now. It's almost like a hangover for me anymore. If I eat too much, I feel like days before I feel better again.
I can help you with that. So if you go to a liquor store or like a wine and spirit store,
right,
they have a thing called an Undenberg. It is a palate cleanser slash like Alka-Seltzer times 10. You take one of those after you eat, you'll be a G.
You won't feel bloated. Won't feel like bleh.
I'll buy you one tonight.
Okay.
And it's the worst tasting thing of your life.
Is it liquid?
It is. It's in a very tiny bottle. It looks like a little miniature bottle of like Liam Peering's Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
And it's called an Undenberg. And if you collect the caps, you can get like, you know, free whatever. But they're a palate cleanser slash like gut like releaser.
Mm.
So after you get done eating, you can smash one of those. It's like black licorice and tar.
Oh, I see. I'm a big like Sambuca fan. Like if I go out to dinner and after dinner drink or whatever, I'm like Sambuca and put the coffee beans in. My wife's like, hey, you like that? I'm like, yeah, it's good. Feels good. But that limoncello, no, I'm not a kombucha.
You can't
guy.
Do the fermented.
Yeah, that after
good
I
gut cleansing.
I understand.
There's this place down the street called Enjoy.
Yeah,
and I'll get a smoothie from there every once in a while, like on a Monday, and then I'll get like a kombucha.
Yeah,
like
enjoy
thing.
That. Yeah.
I have got to get home in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I had no idea the first time I drank one of those. Oh my God, dude.
Not interested.
It is, when they say gut cleanser, I mean, it's like Roto-Rooter, man.
Is it really? Is it? Yeah.
You got to get home,
the
man.
The Italians will drink limoncello to kind of cleanse your palate and, you know, make you feel a little bit better in that area and whatnot. I don't know. That stuff really, truly has never worked for me. So we'll see. You know, I'm willing to try anything, but the kombucha stuff, I tried one time. Somebody years ago when we were doing beers with the boys, somebody brought in like a spiked kombucha tea or something. It was awful.
Yeah, Undenberg. Speaking of Thanksgiving, we've had a couple of sports turkeys this year, as other people would call them, asses.
Yeah, right.
But since it's the holiday season and we're trying to give analogies, we give our sports turkeys this year. Bob Fesco, feel free to take the stage.
Yeah, and you guys can weigh in on the text line as well. Let us know who we're leaving off the list, because we're going to leave somebody off the list, and we're going to get the how come nobody said this guy, right? And I start my list with Woody Johnson, and it could literally be anybody from that franchise in New York, But it starts with ownership. And that story in New York, I don't know what you think about that, guys. That thing gets better by the day. I mean, you thought we had dysfunction in 2012 here in Kansas City, and it ended in a terrible way, obviously. But this dysfunction coming out of the Jets is peak like anything I've ever seen before. So it starts with the owner of that. Then I roll into my next turkey, the Oakland A's franchise ownership as well in all of this, with the way that they have toyed with that fan base out there and screwed that fan base over and then moved to Sacramento and may move to Las Vegas. And so I put them on my list for the way that they've handled anything. Jerry Jones makes the list this year, not because the Cowboys are bad, but because he had an opportunity to sign Derrick Henry and he didn't think Derrick Henry would help his offense and chose not to sign Derrick Henry. And I don't know what you guys think about this. Derrick Henry is right in the middle of the MVP conversation this year. He's right in the middle of it with Saquon Barkley, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Derrick Henry. Those are your four guys, in my opinion, at this point in time, that are your MVP candidates. Jerry Jones needs to relinquish looking at talent because obviously he doesn't know about talent. Mike Greenberg makes the list for me for saying that the Ravens were not going to lose a game once Derrick Henry got going.
They lost, I think, two
straight or something like that after he said that, one being to the Cleveland Browns. So he makes that list this year. And finally, my sports turkey, anyone acting like 10-1 is a bad thing for the Chiefs right now. Like anybody down on this team that's ready to clinch a playoff berth on Friday afternoon, if you don't think it's good enough, you're a sports turkey this year, in my opinion. So that's where I came up with mine this year.
I would hope no one's down on this team.
I mean, look at social media and see what people are saying. And some of the national, like, who is that loser from Yahoo? Schwab or something that said the Chiefs were one of the big losers of the weekend?
Never heard of it.
They won an NFL game, pal. Put down the stats.
My turkey's number one, Jazz Chisholm, just for the lucky comment. And for someone who didn't do absolutely anything after he said those and just kind of rode the coattails.
He really did nothing after that, did he?
Yeah. I'm so glad they didn't get a ring. But I hate the fact that they got a ring or had a chance to get a ring against another team that I'll get to in just a second. My other sports turkey is Justin Tucker.
Ooh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the guy.
All right.
And I think he's a turkey because I think he knows that, like, his career is on the fringe. And ever since he was a jive turkey and tried to be cool and mess with Mahomes and Kelsey, since that day, career completely different.
Yeah, it really has been.
And I don't want to say for a fact that's what's affected him or that AFC Championship game is what affected him. But he's been off this year. Mm-hmm. And then they show that he went to Texas. Not a big Texas guy. And just kind of like going back and watching like old videos of Justin Tucker. I'm like, this guy's a kicker trying to act like he's, I don't know, man, just a turkey. Number three is Lord Baelish out of New York. I think that's an obvious sports turkey. He struck again yesterday. We have audio. We will play Peter Baelish's audio on Pat McAfee's show. I won't say his name because he's not worthy. But yeah, what a guy the narcissism.
Oh, the narcissism is
the way he's playing the game of the NFL Thrones and staying relevant and making it look like it's everybody versus him when we damn near know it's him versus everybody, a.k.a. Lord Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, playing it well.
Yep.
And staying relevant, man.
He does a great job every week of inserting himself into the NFL story for the week.
It's nuts, man. And the fact that he's still wearing the Apple 4 iPhone earphones.
Right.
Is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Too.
Yep.
Like he has the little clip that you can push down to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, turkeys, the writers of MLB still.
Yeah.
Still haven't gone to sleep right since. Two votes for Matt Cotrero. Two. Zero first place votes for Bobby Witt Jr.
That's right.
Still can't sleep on that. And then number five, the Dodgers.
Oh, big night for them last night.
I'm done, man. I say this every year. I feel like Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless or somebody like that where it's like over-repetitively said, I'm done. But, man, dude, really? Blake Snell? Still a top favorite to get Juan Soto? This isn't fun anymore, man. And I know I'm crying and bitching and moaning. Sorry for cussing. But, like, literally, like, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts was like, all right, we get it. You're the toughest guy, the biggest guy at the gym. Cool, dude.
Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto, Blake Snell, and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
And Juan Soto.
They're not getting Soto. They're just not.
Bull crap.
They're not getting Juan Soto. It's between the Yankees and the
Dodgers, dude.
And it will end up being the Yankees because the propaganda about the Mets being involved now is going to force the Yankees to overspend for a two-tool player.
If this doesn't break baseball, Blake Snell and the possibility of Juan Soto, if this doesn't break baseball's back, nothing ever will.
But you have that conversation every year about this stuff, right? This, like, all nuts, the teams, dude, continue to get good.
Ohtani's
and
your fourth
whatnot.
Pitcher in your rotation.
Yeah,
it is four.
Yeah, I mean, again, it still goes back to, you know, Dayton and Company winning that championship in 2015, and nobody in a small market team has still won a championship since the Royals did it 10 years ago now, and nobody did it before that, right?
Buzz, you're
so
trophy.
I mean, it's all been about the big market, the big market, the big market. And until baseball is willing to, like, you know as well as I do, when you were fat, right? And I was fat.
When? Still
am. When, you know, people would say you need to lose weight, or you need to quit smoking, or you need to stop drinking, or you need to do whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything when others are telling you to do it. You have to recognize the problem yourself, right? And if you're, as a person, not willing to recognize you're a fat ass that smokes too much, there's nothing I can tell you that's going to change your mind.
Mm.
But when you have that realization, like you did and I did, and you know, you start to realize what's important and whatnot, then you can make those changes. Baseball is a fat ass smoker. They don't care. They don't care that they're killing themselves. They don't care that they're overweight. They don't care. They're having a great time.
Because it's finally getting good.
It is.
And then
this is happening. So until baseball realizes that they need to make that major change, and for me, the only change that baseball needs to make, it's not a salary cap, it's a salary floor. Force everybody to spend a certain amount. You will have players sign with teams. There will be more money available. You won't have payrolls like the Oakland A's. You need to have a salary floor in Major League Baseball to raise all salaries. Until baseball recognizes what their problem is, they're going to continue to burn darts and eat lard.
Tough. Nathan, turkeys?
We got a couple of turkeys. Okay. One is Bob affectionately coined this person as Karen Van Noy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Karen Van Noy. Yeah.
Where was
right.
the health department? I didn't see anybody down there.
I got my eye poked out. Nobody came down for like 17 hours and I couldn't see. Karen.
But actually, I could see and I was fine.
The exact quote was he was disappointed in the response.
Right.
Just disappointed.
Yep.
That's enough on that. Dejan Anthony is a gentleman that plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mr. Anthony. After a loss to the Chiefs and a little of complaining about the refs, you know, par for the course, he said his lock screen is Patrick Mahomes Travis Kelce.
That's right. My lock screen's my kids.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah. He can't wait to see them again, is what he said, but they're 4-7.
Right.
You think he's changed his background yet?
I think he probably has. Probably a picture of the beach where they're going to be sitting on the first of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's weird.
And then finally, this might be one turkey or a bunch of turkeys. The Chicago White Sox, they lost 121 games this season.
Yeah.
And that team is full of Royals who, I mean, 2021, 2022 contributed to terrible seasons here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro Grifol got a lot of the blame in Chicago.
Sure.
But Chris Getz is a turkey as well. Nicky Lopez, Andrew Benintendi.
Nicky Lopez is a big turkey. No, Nicky Lopez is a big turkey. I'm glad he's not here anymore.
And this is a total stray. Brad Keller didn't even have a cup of coffee there.
He was there for
five minutes. In Japan now, he's a turkey.
Yeah.
They're all turkeys.
Was it Merrifield there?
No, he never made it to Chicago.
Okay. He just went to Atlanta, and then somebody threw too close to the inside, and he complained about baseball spin rate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What a turkey.
Whit Merrifield is the ultimate salmon slack, no socks and loafer wearer that complains about everything that just doesn't understand, you know?
And he's like, yeah, they're just, you know, they don't know how hard they're throwing.
Yeah, okay, Whit.
They're throwing inside.
Like, next to Blake Snell, Whit Merrifield's in that same category. Risking my life, bro.
Whit Merrifield's the guy that the neighbor that sees a third car pull up. Could you guys keep it down?
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Yeah. No parking on the street here.
Yeah, I noticed you're a little on the grass.
Right.
Yeah, it's my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, HOA will be notified.
Yeah, okay. Whit Merrifield's the guy who calls HOA.
Oh, yeah.
Your house color.
No, Whit Merrifield is the HOA.
Yeah, no, he is the guy. Yeah.
Sorry. Millers? Yeah. Your trash bin was at the end of your driveway for a little too long. Yeah, from 4 to 6:30. I don't get home till 6.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna need to have that moved in.
You need to separate the glass and the recycling.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And God forbid, like someone steal a base up 3 runs in the 8th inning, Whit Merrifield would lose his mind.
Whit Merrifield is the ultimate like entitled complainer. That like he's the one that where people look at in baseball and you're like, all right, enough. You know, it's not the guy's making the money. It's like Whit Merrifield complaining about things the average human being has no concept of or care about.
I'll just broaden my turkey then. That entire regime of the Kansas City Royals that came before this one, the post-pandemic, you know the figures that I'm talking about. I don't need to name their names, but the previous coaching staff and a few of those players
on that list as well. But they're long gone. So now we move forward, and hey, the Royals are finding a way to win in an era of baseball where they don't want the small market teams to have success, and that's why you give them credit because they're bucking the trend. I'm rooting for Cincinnati this year. I'm rooting for the Royals. Like every small market team, baby, let's go. Let's have some fun.
Some turkeys on the text line. Dan Orlovsky, George Pickens, Angel Reese, Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor, big turkey.
Yep.
That guy ruined his career.
Yes, he did.
Just because he couldn't get out of his own ego or stop just being a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
We come back on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty, and we get into a little bit of what we saw yesterday from the practice report on a shortened week. And then on the other side after that, we'll get into our rules at Thanksgiving because some sort of family has set the internet on fire with rules they have created. Not mad about some of them.
Huh.
It's Nathan. It's Bob. Dusty. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports. I kind of like this vibe. Is this like Carlos Santana?
It is. Yeah.
Nailed it. Another turkey from that Royals team.
I think that was Matheny's fault.
I do too. The guy's been good since he left.
Anywhere he's been other than with Mike Matheny, stud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little tense in that clubhouse. Little tense in that clubhouse back
like
in the day.
Sneeze
in
that thing. Who sneezed? Gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, as soon as you open the door, it's like you have to open the bag of chips. Like,
yeah, very quiet, like you're sneaking chips as a fat kid. Wait, what?
Next thing you know, at spring training, they're showing the teams like PowerPoints about not sneezing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do not sneeze loudly in public places. And that's the only way I do sneeze. I only sneeze loud because if people hold it in, you throw out your back.
Mm-hmm. speaking of rules and clubhouses, somebody came up with a list of rules via Reddit. You can go down a huge rabbit hole on Reddit. I do it probably once a day. And Bob finds this. And it's a list of rules for a Thanksgiving gathering of family.
Mm-hmm.
It says, let me also say this right off the bat. I do not think the person who posted it for refusing to host Thanksgiving after my sister handed out the family code of conduct contract. In fact, this person is in the wrong here, they think. So a code of conduct contract.
Mm-hmm.
It says, here is what she had to say. It's a sister giving it to the family. So clearly somebody, if I can be a psychologist here, somebody did something in this family to piss one person off to the max.
That's exactly right.
And the next year, by God, for 365 days, she said, all right, if we're going to do Thanksgiving again, there's going to be some rules.
Right.
So this happened recently. I'm still baffled for context. I have hosted Thanksgiving for my family every year since I moved into my house 5 years ago. It's always a little messy and chaotic, but that's part of the charm, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year, my sister, so the older sister, 32, the younger sister, 29, decided she wanted to help bring some order to the gathering. At first, I thought this just meant some coordinating who had to bring what dishes or helping with cleanup. Instead, she showed up at my house last week with a printed copies of what she called a, quote, family code of conduct.
Well, this needs to be passed out to everybody. Everybody needs to be aware of what's going on here.
So some of the Thanksgiving code of conducts include a rule against overlapping conversations at the dinner table with suggestions for taking turns, like a respectful debate club.
I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I mean, you know, if you're yelling across the table to Aunt, you know, Mallory or whatever it is, and somebody over here is talking about something else and doing their own thing, can get kind of loud. I understand that. But I also can see the side of, like, I'm going to talk to this person at my end of the table. Meanwhile, a table of 12 or 14, somebody way down there, they could have their own conversation. But, I mean, you know, I get where she's coming from. She probably, you know, wants it a little bit more quiet around the Thanksgiving table, and who can blame her?
I think this is a one that, especially in a year like this year, is probably popular in most households.
Yep.
A ban on political or controversial topics.
Right.
I think that's fair.
I do too. I'm 100% in on that.
I know we get in trouble for talking non-sports, but it merits it here. Whatever your political party is, whatever your thoughts are on what gets what or who does what or who's who, not Thanksgiving.
No.
You know, you don't see your family that much. You're finally there. Food, whatever.
Food, football, booze, and fun.
And here's my advice. Anybody who tries to get there, you just walk away.
Yeah.
Because if they ain't got anybody to talk to, they ain't talking about
it. That's right.
But that is something I think is in a lot of households because somebody's left, somebody's right, somebody's wrong, somebody's right. Mm-hmm. You know, just stay out. Just,
right.
Just don't have it.
That's exactly
It'll
right.
be an easier day.
It'll be a much better day for you as well,
or
too.
Or if they start doing that, like, you see this in the election.
Nope.
Hey, have you tried Sherry's peach cobbler?
Yeah, right.
Just throw some food in their face.
Direct
you know?
The conversation
Not
like it's your child.
But
you
like,
know? Yeah.
Did you try the green rice?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it was so
delicious.
Yeah, fantastic
rice. But let me
tell
you about January. No, no. You know, coming up, there's, it looks like the Lions are getting ready to kick.
Right.
Sorry, Uncle Terry.
Yeah, no, 100% with you on that one. You got to stay away from that guy. You don't win
anything.
Nobody
wants it.
Nobody does.
I'm just telling you,
nobody
wants it.
Nobody wants to talk about the real world of anything, quite honestly,
I
want to
hear about what the difference is between stuffing and dressing.
That's exactly the topic of conversation. Cranberry sauce, out of the can, homemade, whole berry, jellied. I mean, there's so many great conversations. Pumpkin, apple, pecan. What were you going to say, Nathan?
I was going to say, he said no controversial topics. Then you bring up the
cranberry.
Yeah. You just beat yourself in the ass.
Just give me a can and open it, and that's all we want with the cranberry sauce.
Or if they start trying to do that, you just, you know? You just plug this in your living room on the soundboard.
Right. Cheese,
creams, potatoes, huh? I can't hear what you're saying. What's that? Cheese, creams, either way, more rules of conduct in this. A dress code.
Mm-hmm.
Smart casual. Because holiday photos should reflect well on the family.
You know, we used to do Thanksgiving and my mother used
get
to say
lost,
we wanted
dude.
Everybody to look nice.
Yeah,
then COVID happened and it's like nobody cares
get
anymore.
Lost,
you don't
dude.
Need a dress code, man. You're going to eat. Wear your stretchy pants.
Yeah, yoga pants, sweatpants.
Yeah, whatever you want,
you're about
man.
To eat beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, lamb. You know, I mean, just... You need to all wear Wranglers and a flannel shirt.
Right.
Not a chance.
Nah, we're all gonna wear plaid and it's gonna be green and blue and we're all gonna pose for pictures. Like, I get it. You want the photos. You can still get good photos. Doesn't matter what people are wearing. You know, you're taking the photos to have the memory of the event, not to show off the clothes that you're wearing.
Mm.
Jen.
The last one, assigned seating that she claimed was based on optimal personality compatibility.
Okay.
So,
well,
this is tough, but this goes back to the episode of Curb we talked about. The people in the middle of the table, you got to be able to hold conversation. Not only that, you got to be able to create conversation.
Correct.
You also can't be a curmudgeon because you are the arms of the table.
Right.
Hey, Dusty, can you pass the gravy? Yep. Dusty, can you pass the butter? Yep. You got to be able to accept that role. It's a big role. Middle of the table. First two seats in the middle. Got to be there. You're not putting Grandpa Dave there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting Grandma Ellis there.
Right.
She ain't going to be able to hold a conversation. She's just going to nod her head and say, yep.
Right.
And then scoop and eat.
You're not putting Aunt Bethany in the middle of the table. I'll tell you that.
You put the OGs on the end and you pass everything to them. And then you move your way in from like introverted to extroverted. That's my rule.
Yeah.
And so I don't disagree with the assigned seating. But also, like, you got to know your role.
Well, you also have to understand, too, that not everybody in every family likes each other, too. So you want to have assigned seating where you know Aunt Mary and Uncle Tom, their brother and sister, they don't like each other. So it's clear end of the table, like catty corner end of the table, you know, diagonal line at the end of the table. Keep them separated.
Right.
When there's a song, you got to keep them separated.
You got to keep them separate. The offspring,
that's
by
right.
the way. Any rules you guys have at your house for Thanksgiving?
I think that pretty much covered them all.
I
think that was a really good list, quite honestly.
We definitely do no political stuff.
Yeah.
And no, like, we try not to get controversial with stuff, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, they just kind of fall into your lap. You're like, see, I don't agree with that rule in the game. Mm. Well, you know, this is the problem. Football didn't used to be.
The used to be's football, yeah. Why do we always have to watch the Lions and Cowboys?
This might be a rule, buffet style or serve at the table Thanksgiving.
We kind of do both.
I would say we do like the condiments slash like toppers on the table.
Uh-huh.
So like the butter, the gravy, the cranberry, the like little dishes.
Yeah.
But like the main stuff is all kind of over there.
And then you start to get like lazy and fat.
Rolls
and then you start to bring the stuff to the table.
Yeah.
To get up,
on the table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you set it up on like a counter or something. You go through the line, you get your plate, and then somebody else gets up and, you know, you're trying to get seconds. And then, you know, Uncle John is like, hey, can somebody bring me the stuff? And then you bring the stuffing out, and then now that's on the table and, you know, the whole nine yards.
No rules?
No rules, just right.
Okay.
All right.
I like it. I think my rules would be like, to your right is a bowl of gummies, and then take your shoes off, and then there is your free pair of house slippers for the holidays.
Have you started drinking yet? Because,
that's
you know,
the kind of host I want. Like, this person on Reddit that made this list, does it kind of seem like you just don't like, I mean...
Yeah, it seems like she wants
to
just do
every
a
year, but you can't talk over each other, but you still got to sit by someone who you can talk to, and you can't talk... Why are you hosting?
Yeah, maybe just don't host.
You know?
Because you want to control the situation.
The other rule is if you show up first, you can leave first.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Control the situation.
Don't get mad at me if I leave at 3 because I've been there since 10.
And look, that's the beauty of going somewhere else for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to go. See you later, you know?
This person says from the 314, how about no phones at the table?
That's a great rule.
That's a good rule.
Love that rule. That should be a rule going forward for every dinner time. Not that everybody sits down a lot together anymore.
Right.
But
are you table sitter or couch living room sitter
for
Thanksgiving?
Both.
You'll do both. Yeah. You'll sit at the table or sit in the living room.
Well, I mean,
I'll
eat at the table and then I'll graze on the couch. Okay. You know, no, I think table for Thanksgiving. You want to sit around the table. It's better that way.
Yeah, I'm usually yielding the table to like. Elderly, right, or kids or something, and I'm sitting on the couch.
Okay. Yeah, depending on how many people you have.
Because I know that, I can still, luckily, I'm able to sit, like, at the end of a couch, you know, knee it on my knees and, you know, eat like that, whereas, like, I don't want, like, my elderly uncles or aunts or, you know, parents or anything like that do that. Like, sit at the table. It's fine.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm like, I'll sit in the living room and watch the game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and then you don't have to be part of anything. Yeah.
Right. Isn't that right, Dusty? Huh?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Well, I don't know. Those are rules. We'll get to more stuff like that. Plus, the college football polls came out. Somebody's still hanging around, at least for now. Nathan, Bob, Dusty, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.